We've been looking at soul and spirit hurts. And we all have them. We have to recognize we do and to understand that we do. Yesterday, I said during the course of the teaching, I said these words, give yourself permission to be healed. I don't think I've ever said that in my life. Give yourself permission to be healed. Allow the healing to take place. Now, honesty is good for the soul, right? A lot of folks don't give permission to God to heal them. Number one is that the reason is that they like to play blame. Let me blame them. Let me blame him. Let me blame my husband and wife, my kids, my mom, my dad, my boss, my friend. Let me blame them for all my trouble. This way, every once in a while, I can feel good about myself and just vent about them. Vent about them. We have to understand that. God wants us delivered from our soul, spirit hurts, but we have to be willing to let it happen. Let me start off today with a passage that deals with some of this. See, we do not have permission to pour out our anger unto others. We just don't. I'm hurting, so I blame you. I'm hurting, so let me vent toward you. I'm angry, so let it head your way. Listen to Ephesians chapter 4, 29 through 32. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness and anger and rage and brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you. That's from the NIV. You see, when we vent, when we throw the anger, it's a boomerang. It comes right back to us with more hurt. You know, let me hurt them so I feel better about myself. That's not what happens. That's not what takes place. We share anger. Now, anger is a valid emotion. It's part of our makeup. I mean, sometimes we get angry. You know? And we say, I'm angry. Okay. Be angry and sin not. Be angry and sin not. And when we're angry, we say, oh, God, I was angry at that guy. I was angry at that boss. I'm angry at my family. Lord, I'm just going to release that anger. And when we do, when we release the anger, you know what happens? Soul, spirit hurts does not build up in our lives. They're not there. Now, see, there's some hindrances here. We talked about some hindrances. Let me talk about this one. Do you know that demons take absolute delight in blocking the healing of hurts? They'll interfere with every possible direction. Unbelief, doubts, skepticism. Demons said, oh, this is not going to work. the ministry don't know what they're talking about. Your unworthiness. You're not worthy for God to take care of you. God doesn't want to hear you anyway. Who do you think you are? And the demons that come with shame, absolutely try to shame us. Shame us. You know, you're not worthy of anything. And then we hear the voices. You don't know, you know, you have it better than a lot of people. What are you whining about all the time? You don't need healing, so just forget it. And demonic spirits laugh at us. See, I'm not allowing the devil to stop me teaching this. You know that. Doesn't happen. You know, I go away. And see, the spirit of the enemy tries to block everything that God has for us. Everything that God has for us. And he's willing to do anything. Remember, the devil holds nothing sacred. Listen, he rebelled against God. He's pretty sacred, isn't he? He don't care. Devil holds nothing sacred. You, your family, your life. There's nothing that the enemy will not touch in your life. There's no area, there's no place, there's no one that the enemy will not touch unless you begin to say, wait a minute. I'm going to begin to deal with these hurtful situations, these negative, painful feelings, these ungodly beliefs, and these demonic spirits. I am going to deal with them. That's permission to be healed. In every situation, negative, painful feelings, and they're strong, and they're a strong component of healing of emotions, ungodly beliefs. We're praying for prodigals coming up here in the next few minutes. What do you think happened to the prodigals? You think they get up one morning and said, oh, it's a beautiful sunny day. I think I'm going to go out against God. Of course not. You see, somewhere along the way, the devil planted soul and spirit hurts, ungodly beliefs. It blocks ministry. It blocks being healed. It blocks being free. You hear ungodly beliefs all the time. The prodigals are full of them. They're packed. The list I have here that we're going to pray with and the list we're going to pray from are packed. Every one of them is absolutely packed with ungodly beliefs and spirit soul hurt. If you asked them and they were honest, they would tell you. I mean, blocking recovery. See, the devil, the enemy, is attached to negative, painful feelings and ungodly beliefs in the memory. Here's what they say, something like, oh yeah, well, Pastor so-and-so said something, or so-and-so made a remark. I remember years ago in a certain place that a choir was together. I remember this. Choir was together. And they were waiting for the rehearsal to start on Sunday morning. And you know how choirs are. They're placed in the altos and the sopranos and the baritones and the tenors. And they stand in certain areas. They just don't walk up there and get together and sing. I'm talking about choirs that really know what they're doing. And there was a situation where one of the tenors heard something from one of the altos, which was standing directly in front of him because of the way the choir is placed on the risers. And it was a big nothing. It was a big, because I heard it. It was a big nothing. Be careful about big nothings. It's a big zero. And I heard the tenor say, "What kind of remark is that toward me?" And I didn't hear any remark. And at that moment, I said to myself, "Uh-oh, this is something I got to deal with." And the tenor, who was a wonderful tenor, sang great, walked off the riser, jumped down, walked off the platform, sat in the back for the rest of the day. You see how the enemy works? Negative, painful feelings, ungodly beliefs. So here's what happens. 6 months later, a year later, 5 years later, here it comes. The memory comes back. Oh, I remember when Sister so-and-so made a remark on that platform while we're getting ready to sing the Christmas cantatas. I remember. Painful feelings comes back. Ungodly belief shows up. And guess what? Blockage from healing. Blockage from healing. That's what happens. They just get blocked from being healed. Don't let that happen to you. Don't let that occur in your life. So-and-so said so-and-so, and they said such-and-such, and they did so-and-so, and they did so-and-so, and it just festers in your spirit. Don't let it happen to you. Now, all of us have to deal with this. This is not something that is new to you. I mean, look what they did to Jesus, right? You're a wine bibber. You have a demon. You're Beelzebub. You're a false prophet. Who do you think you are? Seeing Abraham, and you're not 50 years old. And how dare you say that you've seen Abraham? How dare you say that before Abraham was, you were, or I am? I mean, hey, who do you think you are? Look at that. Hey, Nazarene, you're a liar. Look at the word. How dare you say this stuff? Come off that cross. If you are, come off the cross. Save yourself and us. Come on. Slapped in the face. Who slapped you? Hey, do one of your miracles, Herod said. I heard a lot about you. Go ahead, do one of your tricks. Go ahead. And you think someone has said something bad about you? And you think someone has done something not good for you? You know? I believe God. I do. I believe God has placed this series on my heart a couple weeks ago. No, it's not a couple. It's only a week ago. A week ago yesterday. Seems like a couple weeks ago because I've been teaching it in a lot of different forums, a lot of different places. You on Grace Point Radio on Tuesday night, prayer meetings internationally on Friday night internationally. I'm not done yet. We got to get this stuff healed. We got to get this stuff out of us. We got to get this away. See, God's able to do what he needs to do in our lives so we can be healed of this. Remember, more people are sick in soul and spirit than they are physically. That's right. Absolutely. Without question. And I wonder that the suicide rates are so high, is because soul spirit hurts in their lives. I can't cope, they can't live, so they kill themselves or others. No one deals with that. They deal with everything but that. How come children of God are so depressed? I've asked myself that 1,000 times. How come they're so depressed? Soul, spirit, hearts that need healing. But see, we don't want to admit it. That's the problem. Somebody comes to church and they say, you know, Pastor, pray for me today. I have whatever. High blood pressure, heart disease, sugar diabetes, kidney problems. My knee hurts. My nose hurts. My ears stopped up. I've got cataracts. I mean, my neck, back. I mean, it's on and on and on and on and on, isn't it? Have you ever heard anybody say, pray for me because of soul, spirit, hurts in my life? Occasionally, very rare. Because they don't want to get that out. They don't want to let people know, hey, I hurt my elbow, no problem. My soul is hurting because someone said something to me or had an arrow shooting at me. See, there's all kinds. Maybe next week. I'll do a series on the 5 types of wounding words. There's 5 types of wounding words that people can shoot at one another. And each of them are different. 5 types of wounding words. Maybe the Lord release me to teach that. I'll begin on Tuesday, if the Lord allows me to do it. 5 types of wounding words. I've done it in my service. I've done it in the church, and it has delivered people. And it's part of the soul, spirit, hurts. A little different, comes from a different direction, but it's the same thing. I'm going to write that down here. I know you write down things from the Lord. 5 types. Wounding words. Just wrote that down. And these words are just like arrows. Click. 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 Just like someone was standing on top of a rock shooting arrows at you. got to ask the Lord to heal us. We got to ask the Lord to heal our lives. We got to start dealing with this. Tomorrow we're going to deal with this one more time. I'm going to be praying some prayers for you during the course of the get-together and asking God to minister to you and heal you. Going to do that tomorrow. Lord, help all of us to get healed of the soul and spirit hurts. In Jesus' name, amen.